Simone Weil. The towering philosopher, author of Gravity and Grace and Essays on Social Oppression, a graduate of the École Normale Supérieure, she worked as a manual laborer to get a better understanding of hardships in the workplace, a resistance fighter. She died in 1943. François Sagan. She didn't stay married for long. Her life was her friends, casinos, books, and driving with bare feet to Normandy. Vanessa Paradis. She too was not Joan of Arc, but after she split up with Johnny Depp, she assumed her single status fiendishly well by displaying her buttocks on the front cover of Vogue. He's still close with his ex-wife. Your man and his ex-wife are still friends. They see each other every morning when he picks the children up to take them to school, and she calls him every evening when she has problems at work, problems with the kids, or when her car breaks down on the highway. Obviously, he listens, is attentive, and cannot do enough for her. He's a good guy. And yet, it makes your blood boil. How to manage the situation? By understanding her for what she is. Not a rival. He would not have left her if he still loved her, but as the type who will demand things to make people feel guilty. I land at the airport on Saturday afternoon and there's nobody to pick me up. No, that is not his job anymore. The solution? Let her be a bundle of worries, anxieties and problems. You embody the other side. What is funny, light, independent and seductive. And why not sometimes be nice? Kindness is blind to faults. She loses her keys, you know, a fantastic locksmith. She's looking for a job. You pass on her resume. She's looking for a guy. You are almost ready to pay for an escort boy for her. After all, even if her problems are not yours, her happiness means your man can breathe a little easier. Golden rule. Never jealous, never dramatic, but firm. Your man is the father of her children, not her therapist. So no daily 45-minute telephone sessions and no debriefing with you afterward. His politics are different. Everything in Paris is political, even love. So if your guy wants to vote for a candidate you find loathsome, it does not make you feel much like going to Bill and Coo with him in the voting booth. And since he came out with his political allegiance, you have been arguing about the big issues. The minimum wage, private schools, taxes, and the latest right-wing candidate. But also about every little choice. A classic Bordeaux versus organic wine, action films or arty films, documentaries or popular TV, a weekend in the mountains or by the beach. You know what? None of it matters. It's good to bump up against the other person's views, even if only to hone your own. And it's an opportunity to admire the intelligence of this guy who, in this duel, is a hell of a fighter. That said, if you really dream of national union in the House, you need to have at least two or three desires in common. Keep the best. You love his amusing Catholic cousin who wears her heart on her sleeve, willing to march in support of gay marriage, while he loves your anti-globalist pal who militates against the airport for ecological reasons from onboard his parents' private jet. You will find plenty of material to keep things interesting. Golden rule. Believe in your guy. Like Carla Bruni believes in Nicolas Sarkozy, even though she didn't share his political views to begin with. If his opinions are different from yours, since he's a good man and you love him, it means there must be some sense in what he says. I want to surprise him by waiting naked on the piano. You've got a crazy romantic idea, and you should do it. It's fantastic if the idea just comes to you on the spur of the moment when he buzzes the intercom, much the way you might feel like having a chocolate mousse or letting your napkin drop to the floor to give him a blowjob right in the middle of dinner, or taking him to the opera on a whim, or going out without a bag and without a bra. In short, a breath of freedom, sheer lunacy and frivolity. But think again if you intend to plan it, to rehearse dance routines worthy of a musical film. Elegance is light-hearted, joyous and spontaneous, No crazed declarations of love, no heaviness, just a note of music. So yes, be surprising if it's life that carries you away, but not if it's just an exercise in style. Golden rule. A happening, not a performance. You improvise and he participates. A duet, and it becomes a game for two. Not work, which he may watch with dread, wondering whether on earth he should call the cops or the fire department. Small follies to surprise him with. Rent a convertible car for the weekend. Send him a bunch of flowers. Book a weekend in the country, somewhere there is nothing to do but stay in your room. Come home a bit drunk and open yourself a bottle of champagne. Then, like a Tour de France champion, shake it and give yourself a crazy shower with it. Turn up naked underneath your trench coat or under your dress. Decide to book a room at the last minute in a luxury hotel and arrange to meet him there. Look over your old CDs and play Name That Tune as you dance around the room together. Leave little messages for him in a mystery trail, beginning with a card sent to his office. In general, nurture contradictions. You don't usually wear pink? Wear a fuchsia sweater. Continue not cooking, but going to the market. Eat organic food and drink vodka. Read classics and celebrity gossip magazines. Love beautiful things without being in any way materialistic. Say, tonight I'm not going out, and then go out. Learn to recite poems by heart and to swear. Doubt nothing and everything. Seem lazy and work a lot. Buy yourself an expensive bag and put it on the ground at the sidewalk cafe. This is a non-exhaustive list to be completed as you wish. He's as silent as the grave. When you talk to him, sometimes he seems to come from another planet. It's hard to get a substantive conversation going. And yet, occasionally there are flashes. Outbursts of, I love you. Letters, flowers, gifts. You're lost. Two possibilities. Either this silent man is just a guy who doesn't think about anything and has nothing to say, in which case we recommend you listen back for suggestions on how to leave him. Or he is not at ease with the female sex, in which case all is still to play for. There are mute men, just as there are those who are terribly clumsy. I chose this color because it makes you look slimmer, and it can be tamed. In a couple, each needs to learn the other's language, what each considers proof of love. Perhaps for him, it is just being there, silently sitting next to you on the bed, watching a documentary about animals. And perhaps for you, it's pretending to be a manta ray exploring the surfaces of his body. Golden rule. Don't force anything. If his silence irritates you, don't try to change him abruptly. Rather, tell him gently that you need some animation, and then go out to join your friends. Hopefully, contact with you will change him a little. He wants a Birkin bag too. Your guy wants season tickets to the ballet. He also loves beautiful materials and expensive haircuts and pays close attention to everything you wear. Compared to those men who throw their clothes in a ball at the foot of the bed before putting them back on the next day, this new lover is not the most classically masculine man. Though customs have evolved, and you have the right to change attire, ride a motorcycle and dress like a boy, all while completely retaining your femininity, a Parisian man is still expected to be a bit hard, dirty, bearded, with dry eyes. How silly. Behave like you're in Paris, where not far away Louis XIV danced in a golden tutu, the poet Mallarmé wept for his past loves, and Baudelaire was obsessed with his clothes, proclaiming that dandyism was the last heroic act. Let your man be a sensitive human being, curious, tender, and gentle. What's important is not virility, but otherness. Yes, you are able to do everything alone, but you need to be two to kiss and to support each other. So no worries, as long as he gives you a pricey Hermes Birkin bag as well. Golden rule. Virility is not found where one thinks. It is not a matter of muscles or of engine size. Virility consists of courage, including the courage to not be scared of being ridiculed. A true man assumes his own tastes, however unusual, and his own fears, however idiotic. Yes, and I'm scared at the top of a ladder can make you go weak at the knees. The first vacation. It is not unusual for a couple's first vacation to be imperfect. Totally normal. The first vacation is like the first trip to IKEA. Guaranteed arguments. You were waiting for that trip impatiently. You imagined being naked on a deserted southern beach, sun, sea, and kisses. But you are so eager for everything to be perfect that every decision, in the shower or on the bed, beach or pool, muscles or tapas, becomes an international incident. After 3 days, it all blows up. You scream at each other in the middle of the night, and you end up sleeping under a blanket on the terrace like an idiot before returning to bed when it starts drizzling. And so, just as you didn't set off for the beach in Louboutin shoes, don't take crazy demands with you. Your dream is for the two of you to do nothing. Begin by simply doing nothing, and that's it. Stop planning. Golden rule. Don't devise perfect vacations all by yourself, as if you were the heroine. That's the best way to make your man moan, because he will have no other role than to judge. Another vital factor is not to plan a vacation for longer ahead than you have already spent together. You have been together 6 months. Don't plan for next year. Parisian tip. Resort on the beach. To be sure of a good vacation, book a group trip to a beachside resort. You get the best of both worlds. Privacy is yours when you need it. Romantic interludes in your room, spontaneous trips out for just the two of you, and room service at any hour. But also laughter with friends beside the swimming pool, mad chases through the hotel corridors, and big drinks at the lobby bar. The Parisienne's holiday bag. For the beach, a go-your bag or a pretty recycled tote bag, a cotton cover-up, an Hermès swimsuit, a pair of Persol glasses, a wide-brimmed hat or a Panama, Maison Michel or, for a more affordable version, Atelier Theodore. Esthéderme, sun cream. Take the sun in moderation and occasionally slip a few drops of tanning lotion into your night moisturizer for a slightly tanned skin when you wake up. For the beauty routine, remove makeup with Creoline H2O Bioderma Micellar Water. If necessary, smear yourself with Clarins Anti-Thirst Mask as emergency treatment under the shower with a Caudalie Crushed Cabernet Exfoliator. Don't shampoo often. Rinse your hair with a detangler and apply Christophe Robin's lavender oil. For hairstyling, let the wind do its thing as you sit at the wheel of your Citroën Merlin. For the evening, your mascara, a little Guerlain terracotta that you apply by drawing a figure of eight. For the lips, Chanel Rouge Coco Lip Shine, Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream, or Dr. Hauschka Lip Care Stick. If you want, put on a Bouli 1803 non-alcoholic perfume from a magnificent 19th century dispensary, revived by Victoire de Taillac and her husband, alias Mr. Serre Trudon. Of the candle-making company, at 6 Rue Bonaparte, 75006, Paris. And put Nuxe multi-usage dry oil, non-shimmer version, all over. For the suitcase, pell-mell. A pair of jean shorts, a white and a blue blouse, Charvet or more affordably, Uniqlo, that doesn't crease, or basic classics from Art or Maison Standards. A short dress, from Bash, or the local market, a long skirt to wear with a tank top, so that a bit of skin is always on view. A beautiful belt from Saint Laurent or Hermès, or a woven one you picked up in another country. Rondini sandals you can find only in Saint-Tropez, or beautiful Michel Vivian beach sandals, and big Aurélie Biedermann bracelets that you wear for the whole vacation. He thinks I smoke too much. You can't argue with him. You do smoke too much. Cigarettes are very Parisian chic, and you love to play the worldly woman with a ciggy at night under old-fashioned lamps of the Bar du Marché. But in the morning, you have to admit you are more Billy Idol than Albert Camus. It's not a question of right or wrong. The question is, at a time of political correctness when everyone plays it holier than thou, you have no desire for your man to give you a sermon. Unless it's in the confessional box. Anyway, let's not digress. Remind him that he loves you for your free spirit. Show him photos of the great Catherine Deneuve, who always has a cigarette in her lips. If he persists, dare to remind him that for your part, you are tolerant and that you don't tell him to go easy on the cheese so he can get that six-pack. And if you become parents, resist the urge to parent each other. You are not there to have a negative image reflected back at you, or for each of you to point the finger at the other's excesses. Golden rule. In order to take care of the other, or help him kick a bad habit, use the carrot and not the stick. Tell him about his qualities, not his flaws, and about something you both desire, rather than reproaching him. You'd appreciate his taking a similar approach where your shortcomings, including smokes, are concerned. Parisian tip. The gluten-free bakery. He's a bit too big. Instead of telling him he's getting a belly, you broadcast the fact that your cousin has never been fitter since he stopped eating gluten. No need to tell him he should lose weight. The mother cliché. It's said that men are looking for their mothers, and thus like it when women give them a hard time. But it's not true. You never allow yourself to say the things you would not allow yourself to say to your friends. For example, wow, you're going heavy on the pasta, or you shouldn't mop up sauce with your bread. If you want to keep nothing but love in the relationship, begin by at least having the politeness towards the one you love that you have for your friends. Oh dear, one of his buddies is your ex. He had insisted, saying it was important to him. So here you are, looking your sexiest, ready to bring on your biggest charm offensive. You are going to meet his friends. And then you get the shock. No sooner have you arrived than your blood freezes. A jerk shouts out, "No need to introduce your girlfriend to me. I've already hooked up with her." Oh dear. You can imagine already them swapping notes on something other than your skills at making crepe Suzette. Even worse, your whole chaste act is now dead in the water. Rather than the rare gem, you've just become, in his mind, the friendly little cafe that everyone loves to frequent. How to get out of it? By owning your life. Yes, before him you knew some of the local guys. So what? Love is always new. Love is always free. Yes, your heart is his, your body too, for that matter. But your past belongs to nobody but you. Golden rule, never be ashamed, but don't talk too much either. Memories perhaps, but elegance above all. Parisian tip, the I love your Eiffel Tower. If you sense he's not happy about the idea of your having slept in the arms of one of his friends, hint that you are more satisfied in his and that his Iron Lady is the most beautiful monument in Paris. Should we celebrate Valentine's Day? Some traditions are good, and some clichés are fun. Sure, the sentimental Valentine's Day cards and dates make you feel like you're in a version of American Pie, wearing a mauve dress and waiting for a quarterback to drive up in a great big car. So what? That's the charm of it. So yes, of course you take advantage of the opportunity for you both to take a joint leap into sentimentality. But in your own version, with some distance and some quirkiness. You liven up February the 14th by pushing the cliché to the limit. Why not go and dine at a restaurant with white tablecloths and a live band that serenades your table? Or, if you're super flexible, draw a fake tattoo heart with his name on your right buttock. The sillier, the better. Golden rule. Valentine's Day is ridiculous? Embrace the American spirit. Get out the Victoria's Secret underwear, have a blow dry at the hair salon, climb to the top of the Eiffel Tower and gaze down with the intense expression of a character on The Young and the Restless. Les secrets d'une Parisienne. Best tourist sites for Valentine's Day. Dinner at Le Jour's Restaurant. Ignore the pouting hostesses and concentrate on the stunning view from the terrace over the roofs of Beaubourg, taking in the Eiffel Tower and the towers of Notre Dame so as to have the whole of Paris, as well as your man, at your feet. The food is expensive, but not bad. Don't miss the famous spicy pasta with lobster. Place Georges Pompidou, 75004 Paris. Telephone 01-44-784799. www.restaurantgeorgesparis.com. Dinner at Café Marly. For the pleasure of being at the Louvre while admiring the celebrated glass pyramid of Ayampé, don't miss the statues of the Richelieu wing on the way to the toilets. The menu is unsurprising, but very Parisian. Tartar, green bean and mushroom salad, avocado, king crab and macaron. 93 Rue de Rivoli, 75001 Paris. Telephone 01-49-260660. www.café-marly.com. Taking a trip in a horse-drawn carriage. Opt either for the classic version, which leaves from the Eiffel Tower, or go whole hog with a personalized version that picks you up from your home. Take a tourist boat trip, preferably when the autumn leaves have fallen. You should also reread Eric Reinhardt's Cinderella, which evokes autumn in Paris like nothing else. Watch a film, luxury hotel style. At the Royal Monceau Film Club, the screening room in the hotel of the same name, huddled up in leather armchairs with a glass of champagne and Pierre Hermé popcorn. Only Sunday evening. 37 Avenue Hoche, 75008 Paris. Telephone 01-42-998848 or 9889. www.leroyalmonceau.com. Sleep at the Hôtel Particulier. A hotel in the heart of Montmartre that belonged to the Hermès family. For a magical memory, dine in the restaurant Très Particulier, nestled between the garden, the sun lounge and the bar. Then enjoy cocktails and then go to one of the five suites. If it's the weekend, you can prolong the magic at brunch the next day. Ultimate luxury, the beekeeper's honey is produced on site and the eggs come from the hotel's hen house. 23 Avenue Jeannot, Pavillon D, 75018, Paris. Telephone 01-45-44-7700. www.hotel-particulier-montmartre.com. He wants to live together. And so do I. You were having a picnic in the sunshine in the park when he suddenly declared he wanted to see you every evening and to wake up with you every morning. That he was out of his mind when he was not in your arms. So what about living together? And you said yes. But now, anxiety rules. What will everyday life be like? The dirty linen, the desire for freedom and for evenings alone with Pascal, the philosopher, not your sports coach. Or for painting the town red, but without him? For all these questions, fast forward to the next section. Love is taking a new turn. What you must do is enjoy. Being together is everything, and with your combined incomes, you can afford more space. Now you have the possibility of a balcony, a real table where you can eat, a washing machine, dishes, even a walk-in closet. Simple but effective pleasures. Like the good old missionary position. So pack your boxes. You're leaving on a journey to a new land. Golden rule. Unless he lives in the apartment of your dreams, you don't go to his and he doesn't come to yours. Feelings of suffocation guaranteed. Choose a third place so that everything that goes into it has been approved by the two of you. Parisian tip. The walk test. Will he be a good roommate? Finding out is simple. Go walking with him in your future neighborhood and observe him. What is he interested in? Where does he linger? What shops does he notice? What corner cafe does he love? Does he talk to people? To get to know someone, a walk through the neighborhood is better than all the dinners in the world staring into each other's eyes. I want to marry him. Yes, be crazy, get married, but do it in your own way. No bridesmaids, no department store registry, no cheesy band. Instead, the DJ is a friend. Everyone is dressed in white. You leave on bicycles, and it's you who laughingly gives him the ring, which you offer on a French fry. And all of it for the joy of being able to say, my husband, and not the guy I live with or the father of my children. You are crazy and fantastic. Marriage will be too. Parisian tip. Where to get engaged in Paris. Exotic restaurants. Café Stern, one of the best Italian restaurants in Paris. 47 Passage des Panoramas, 75002 Paris. Telephone 01754363 10. Soma, a new trendy Japanese kitchen. 13 Rue de Saint-Ange, 75003 Paris. Telephone 09-81-82-5351. The new generation. Les Sergents Recruiteurs. Because it's an opportunity to go to the Île Saint-Louis, and because you dine exquisitely well there. 41 Rue Saint-Louis-en-Lille, 75004, Paris. Telephone 01-43-547542. Le Chateaubriand, for the rocking Basque chef Iñaki Aspitar. 129 Avenue Parmentier, 75011, Paris. Telephone 01-43-574595. The King of Bars, Monsieur Bleur, for the Eiffel Tower and one of the most beautiful terraces in Paris. 20 Avenue de New York, 75016, Paris. Telephone 01-47-209047. Party lovers? Brasserie Babes, for a cocktail, a log fire, and a last dance in the attic. 2 Boulevard Babes, 75018, Paris. Telephone 01-42-645223. Le Derrière, for the ping-pong, the terrace, and because it is actress Jessica Albert's home away from home. 69 Rue de Gravilliers, 75003, Paris. Telephone 01-44-619195. www.derriere-resto.com. Part 3. Years of Happiness. You've been so immersed in love that you've barely noticed the time flying by. You've entered new territory, and you are now in it together for the long haul. You've gone through so much, tamed him, made room for him in your life, and he has done the same for you. You share a home sweet home, perhaps babies, and the bliss of life together. Your heart leaps for joy when your man returns after work, the prospect of evenings in your favorite bistros, either just the two of you, or with your friends who are now combined, your tender nights that are still sexy, even if you have asked yourself heaps of questions along the way. How can you keep the element of mystery when you meet each morning around the breakfast table? How to deal with the dirty laundry and the messy bathroom? What do you do when you feel like falling into someone else's arms? And above all, how do you remain two lovers when daily routine insidiously gnaws away at your relationship? Long-term relationships take work, but you manage it. Your relationship is your own place de victoire, the success of a happy life together, made up of magic and also the desire for it to keep on working again and again, despite the passing of time. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. It's as though Edith Piaf wrote La Vie en Rose just for you. Our 400th dinner together. When you were single, you could not have imagined you would dine with the same man every evening without finding it a bit monotonous. You were wrong. Between invitations to friends' dinner parties, takeout at the office at 9 p.m., and the children getting up during the night, you are overjoyed when you can finally be alone together. Dinner for the two of you should be a celebration, like a rerun of your first date, but without nervous small talk or fear of silence. Because, contrary to the common preconception, the more you know each other, the more you have to talk about. And how wonderful it is to have your heart start racing when you hear your lover's key in the lock, and then to prepare a simple supper together. In short, with the passage of time, you love these moments with him more than ever. As long as you obey certain rules. In the evening, you turn off the TV and, ideally, silence your phones. And dine together. Just the two of you. At home or squeezed in at the counter of that little bistro down the street. Even if you've already nibbled at the children's dinner, it is out of the question to sprawl on the sofa crying, "You go ahead and eat. I'm not hungry anymore." You say nice things to each other. You're so handsome in that shirt. You talk about yourself. You talk about him, others, life. Because if you've chosen to spend your life with him, it is because you love hearing his opinions and perspectives. These moments of sharing and listening forge a unique bond that makes life as a couple so rich. He is the only one who knows both your boss's flaws and your childhood best friend's greatest qualities, or vice versa. Golden rule. Even if he sometimes bores you with his stories about his client meeting, his car being towed, or any other daily hassle, you listen to him, and you encourage him, although not too much if it's really tedious. The important thing is not so much what you say to each other as the act of exchanging, giving each other love and spending time together. And that feeling of melting inside yet again when he orders you a slice of chocolate cake without having to ask, knowing it's your favorite dessert. You know that everything else flows from this give and take. Really, everything. Yes, sex included. We didn't go out this week, and nothing's planned for next week. Are we stuck in a rut? If nothing's planned, take advantage of a bit of respite. It has been ages since you were driven by FOMO, fear of missing out. Leave that to teenagers. Even if you love going out, you don't feel like being queen of the nightclub anymore. On the contrary, relish the fact that for once you have a calm few days alone together. As far as we know, you haven't drunk Tristan and Isolde's love potion, the elixir that makes you enamored of the other for life, no matter what he does. To keep things fresh, you need to spend time together, and even do nothing together, but do it well. Going out for the sake of it, if nothing really excites you, is pointless. There is nothing worse than booking a babysitter for every Thursday evening when all you really want is to share a plate of cheese and crackers and laugh together at a rerun of a classic comedy on TV. Doing nothing is better when it's improvised. That doesn't have to mean early nights. Far from it. Have some frenzied games of backgammon. Read The Lover together. This erotic novel by Marguerite Duras will give you ideas. Take a bath. You haven't had the time to do that alone for a very long time. Golden rule. Being really revolutionary is staying under the covers all weekend rather than going to parties night after night during Fashion Week. And if you are really champing at the bit to get off your sofa, improvise a cocktail party or a dinner on the run with your neighbours, the ones who always open another bottle of Chablis to help the herbal tea go down. 10 ideas to liven up your evenings. Parisian inspiration for spicing up your nights together. 5 easy ideas for dinner with a twist. Order a platter of seafood from Louis Trier, and tonight you can have Trouville at home. Serve a platter of cheese to be washed down with a good red wine you've had for a long time and have not yet dared to open. Go to gastronomic shop Le Nôtre and return with a pyramid of sorbets, or a mythical, incredible, or marvelous cake from patisserie Au Merveilleux de Fred. www.aumerveilleux.com. Order a home chef or a meal kit. Test out a new recipe by a great chef just for the two of you, or as a family, and it's top chef at home. Five ideas for themed evenings. A film evening. An Italian comedy with Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni, with laughter, strip teases, and Italian pasta. A candle evening. Turn out the lights, switch off phones and computers, light candles, and kiss each other the old-fashioned way. A theatre evening. Go to the Comédie Française at the spur of the moment. An evening in the bath. Wait for him in a foamy bath. A Just Us evening to remind you of the beautiful start of the relationship. Invite your beloved to dinner in the wine bar you used to frequent when you first met, or meet at the five-star Maurice Hotel to drink a blini, or at the Costes Hotel for the best mojito in Paris, and check in to spend a wild night. We've had breakfast together for the past 10 years. Where's the mystery? Mystery is a vital ingredient early in a relationship. When you met, he loved that anecdote about the Film Awards presentation when you tripped on your evening gown and landed on a famous actor. Now he sighs when you retell it. And when he tells the joke about the pig and the postman, you want to interrupt him and finish it with a botched punchline. The sublime delirium of the early days has long since disappeared. It is less than sublime when the first words uttered in the morning are, "Where did you put my iPad?" And you know what? It doesn't matter. Mystery is for new relationships. What attracts you now is precisely that marvelous closeness. And so you don't try living in two separate apartments, as actors Pierre Arditi and Evelyn Bouy did for a long time. Distance as the cement that binds a couple together? No, we believe that rarely works. Life as a couple is best lived side by side. Nothing is more seductive than the wink you exchange during a crowded party when you realize you are both laughing at the same thing. Golden rule. Avoid the ugly. While your minds should be up close and personal, remain strangers when it comes to bodily functions. Don't talk about hair waxing or gastric troubles if you can avoid it. And when you get undressed, even if you know each other's bodies by heart, don't show him the pantyhose digging into your waist or your liberation from the tight jeans that took 20 minutes to get on that morning. Farewell mystery. 7 reasons to look forward to knowing each other by heart. 1. Because nothing makes you more in love than feeling understood. Suddenly, you don't feel alone anymore. 2. Because the better you know each other, the better you know the little joke that diffuses things, the surprise that will make him happy, and the right moment to turn the soft and comfortable bed into a den of pleasure. 3. Because as well as being a lover, he is your best friend, with whom you can do anything and everything together. 4. Because it's lovely to be able to understand each other with just a look or a smile. 5. Because if he holds your hair while you get sick during a hangover, it shows he is in love with you. 6. Because even when you know each other inside out, the smallest new thing can take you by surprise. 7. Because when nothing embarrasses you anymore, you feel confident and liberated. Feeling playful? Buy yourself a sex toy. My meniscus hurts. Not tonight. I've got an early start tomorrow. My boss is stressing me out. Sometimes he's the one with the excuses. Even when presented with the sight of you in silk underwear that makes you as sexy as the stunning Isabel Adjani in One Deadly Summer, he remains ice cold. So you take things into your own hands. How? To revive your lovemaking, why not a sex toy? a playful way to break the routine and spice up your amorous games. Finding one is easy. You can slip it into your virtual basket while doing your online shopping. And if you want to feel the latex and see the merchandise for real, take your guide to the local sex store as an amorous exploration. Or go alone, but not with your girlfriends. The purchase of a sex toy is not a Tupperware party. It's something deliciously exciting and fun for you and your partner to share. Golden rule. Do not be afraid to shock him with a garter belt, geisha balls, or a nurse's uniform. Your man should never be offended by your attempts to spice up your love life. On the contrary, at worst, you'll both laugh about it. How does this thing go on? Which also brings you closer together. Parisian tip. The theater evening. You don't know how to confess your desire for debauchery to him? Suggest going to the theater in Rue de la Gaîté, a neighborhood as hot as Pigalle, where there are as many theaters as sex shops. As you come out of a comedy club, it is a good opportunity to go and look, as casually as can be, for an erotic accessory. Two good birds with one stone. He hates my collection of flats. At first, he found your shoe collection, with its young ballet student look, sweet. But today, he can no longer bear your shoes. Tell yourself it's not a metaphor for your relationship. Perhaps deep down, he's right, and you yourself even agree. They're certainly not sexy. But, in principle, you don't drop something just because your partner doesn't like it. Staying true to your peculiarities is one of the secrets of couples who stay together. So don't throw out your shoe collection. You play it like Audrey Hepburn in Funny Face, shouting, "Bonjour, Paris!" with flats on your feet. Make them sexy by choosing ones that reveal most of your toes and marry them with a pair of boyfriend jeans or a little dress or a silk camisole that gives a glimpse of bare shoulder and the swell of a breast. Golden rule. Loving each other means loving each other nonetheless, as the French pop singer Pascal Obispo put it. In other words, love each other despite what you think you don't love in your partner. So, cultivate your flaws. In the end, flaws are what make an exciting love story. Parisian tip. La Belle Ottereau. Imitate the Spanish courtesan who reigned over Paris at the time of Belle Époque. No matter what she wore, she knew how to make the outfit she was wearing devilishly sexy with a diamond between her breasts. Breasts so perfect, they were said to have inspired the dome of the Carlton Hotel in Cannes. Transcend your basic look so that no man at the party will remember anything other than your sensual dancing. Don't judge a woman by her cover. Should I dress up on weekends? After 5 weekdays of looking your best and putting your mascara on in the rearview mirror without smudging, the impulse to throw on an old holy sweater on Saturday is very understandable. But even if you are just staying at home with your love, it's out of the question to let yourself go completely. Cheat with a comfortable sweater that leaves one shoulder bare, nipples showing beneath a loose t-shirt, or one of his Egyptian cotton shirts that you wear as a very short dress. Add a bit of under-eye concealer and blush. It only takes 5 seconds, but takes 5 years off you. As good Parisiennes, we keep the bittersweet song by Charles Aznavour in mind. You've let yourself go, which acts as a deterrent for us. You know you'd lose a little weight if you would watch all that you ate, a little style, a little grace, and try to show a smiling face. To avoid such reproaches, be careful. Avoid spending the weekend in leggings. You get those out for Pilates, period. Take advantage of the weekend to care for your skin. Bloom naturally and display your skill as the queen of understatement. If you're taking a walk in the park, going shopping at the market, or stopping by the bakery, you get ready in a few minutes. But you do get ready. A combination that never fails? Shining hair, impeccable nails, and natural-looking foundation. Parisian tip. Christmas windows. Transform yourself once in a while and make him dream. Emulate that great Parisian tradition in which the big department stores get all dolled up once a year for the Christmas festivities. From time to time, go out dressed to impress. When you appear looking divine from your glamorous hair to your sequin dress, your man will feel like it's Christmas. Coming for a run, darling? When you met him, he used to sail, steering a boat into the setting sun with the effortless cool of French actor Alain Delon in Plein Soleil. 10 years later, he is still as attractive, although less and less like Alain Delon. Eating multiple meals out each week, combined with indulging in cheese platters and his favorite guilty pleasure, chocolate croissants, have taken their toll, and he's complaining about feeling a bit fleshy. Which is why last week he asked you for your advice on how to get rid of love handles. Depressing? On the contrary, it's seductive that he wants to take care of himself after so many years together. There are several options. You can love him as he is, with his very little paunch. A man who isn't skin and bones is sexy to touch. And so you leave him be, with his cream and his coffee. Or you can be supportive as he gets back on track. It's true that a few extra pounds a year is not much, but you have been together for 10 years. Do the math. So you help him. But not any old way. Avoid Swedish fitness classes together, where you watch each other failing to perform 10 push-ups. Or Bikram yoga, sweating en masse is for group sex. But do encourage him. When he goes out jogging, applaud his determination without mentioning his outfit. And when he comes back all sweaty, jump on him. He still goes to a nightclub every Thursday. Let's be frank. You prefer a guy who still wants to go out rather than one who returns home at the same time every evening to put on his slippers. However, his continued insistence on maintaining the sacrosanct Thursday old buddies night begins to wear thin, like the immutable poker evenings. But you won't change him, which is just as well because it's wonderful to be with a man who is young at heart. How to live with it? First, by not being jealous. Just because he is going to a nightclub doesn't mean he is going fishing for a catch. In any case, real cheaters would look for opportunities even at the supermarket. Secondly, take advantage of his love of nightlife. His evenings on the dance floor have made him into a fabulous DJ. That's also why your friends appreciate your parties and are even impressed that you continue to organize them. And his nights out are opportunities for you to spend time nurturing your friendships, getting together with an old friend over cocktails, or living it up at a fancy nightclub. It's not a competition, but all the same, it's important to have your own fun. Finally, if you are in a lazy phase, take advantage of the opportunity to have the house to yourself. Enjoy a warm bath with a good book and that unflattering mud mask, perfect for improving your skin, but not such a good look to sport in front of your man. Golden rule. Just as Paris will always be Paris, he will also always be the same. Don't berate him, and remember that you were drawn to him in the first place because of his youthful energy, which he has not lost. Parisian tip. Right bank, left bank. In Paris, the right bank and the left bank have distinct reputations. Each is unique, distinguished by its own history and character. Facing each other, and also soulmates, right bank and left bank see each other every day, complementing each other, without merging into one. It's the same in love. Each of you has your own style and reputation, and together you make the perfect combination. Where to take him dancing? If you're ready to put on your dancing shoes, find your own version of these Parisian hotspots. Café Carmen. This historic mansion has been a night spot since 1875. Notable for its strange cocktails, its period furniture, its mouldings, and its extravagant Rococo statues. 34 Rue du Perret, 75009 Paris, www.lee-carmen.fr. Les Barbès, A concept bar where you can tan on the roof terrace, dine in the restaurant, have a drink upstairs in the patio smoking room, and execute a few dance steps under the disco ball. 2 Boulevard Barbès, 75018, Paris. Le Badaboom. A cocktail bar, cozy apartment and electro scene that makes the whole capital dance. 2 Biz, Rue de Théandère, 75011, Paris. www.badaboom.paris. Le Silencio. Join the Parisian arty crowd for a cucumber cocktail at the start of the evening and enjoy a smoking room with trees decorated with driftwood and a dreamlike decor designed by filmmaker David Lynch. 142 Rue Montmartre, 75002, Paris. www.silencio-club.com. Taken over by a joyous band of businessmen. Castel, where Françoise Saigon and Salvador Dali used to run into each other, has been brought up to date with its hand-picked members and its erotic decor. Go and see the carpet. 15 Rue Princesse, 75006, Paris. Sparkling new Les Bains has reopened with a hotel in addition. This space was once a bathhouse used by Proust and later a dance floor for Madonna. You will find a restaurant with an incredible whale's belly decor, and in the basement, the club and its famous swimming pool. 7 Rue de Bourg, L'Abbé, 75004, Paris. www.lesbains-paris.com. Le Syndicat, where you can dance while drinking one of the best cocktails in Paris. Very French cocktails from the 1960s, reworked to contemporary tastes, based on Chartreuse, Blanche d'Armagnac, Absinthe and Lily Blanc, deliciously retro. 51 Rue de Faubourg Saint-Denis, 75010, Paris. www.syndicatcocktailclub.com. Les Montanards, where the stars go. Mostly. A very small club at the Hotel Montana that lights up the nights on the left bank, after a drink at the floor, or on its small terrace. 28 Rue Saint-Benoît, 75006, Paris. www.hotel-lesmontanards.com. I don't want to pick up his dirty boxers. Intimacy is often filled with micro-responsibilities that cannot be avoided. We are far from the court of Louis XIV, where the royal white shirts were kept in large trunks and changed up to 5 times a day. Today, in order to hide bodily dirt, you may find yourself becoming a washerwoman. Does that mean you should have a shared laundry basket? Seeing your lover's dirty boxers abandoned between 2 crumpled socks is not exactly a turn-on. If possible, we suggest each does his or her own laundry in private. The same for earplugs, anti-cellulite cream, or his hair-covered razor. They should be kept out of sight. Otherwise, you might as well leave the living room with a good book and a roll of toilet paper under your arm. This is not misplaced prudishness. You are the first to enjoy laughing at the dirtiest jokes. It is a question of sparing yourself some of the less savory habits for the sake of romance. Golden Rule. In the event of a faux pas, we leave it up to you to decide what that might be, you never make a drama out of it. You are not rigid, and you do not deny the embarrassment. You laugh and move on. Parisian tip. The drugstore trick. Beautifying daily life is also about creating surprises. Think of the Publicis drugstore on the Champs-Élysées. A concept store ahead of its time. Open day and night and a real Alibaba's cave. Here you can buy a last-minute present, a strip of Pierre Hermé macaron, a bottle that brings some fizz into your sitting room, the latest book of photos by street artist JR, while taking advantage of your anonymity. The pharmacist at the drugstore does not know you. The miraculous potions or lubricating gels, according to the problem of the moment, are all yours. Do you keep count in love? Once you are sharing a roof, children, and, if you are lucky or have inherited one, a vacation home, how do you organize your coffers? If he is a live-for-the-moment spendthrift and you are a bit of a penny pincher or vice versa, finances can quickly become a source of conflict. While we don't claim to be financial advisors, we believe a joint account is necessary to manage daily finances when you buy your first apartment together or when you have your first child. This also helps to balance out your incomes discreetly if you earn more than he does or the other way around. The Parisienne, proud of her freedom, makes it a point of honor to share all the family bills. For your personal expenses, having your own bank account is like the basket of dirty laundry. Each to his own. Even if your spending is not as extravagant as Marie Antoinette's, your beloved does not need access to the bank statement that reveals that little indulgence at lingerie shop La Perla, the cost of which might seem excessive until he sees you wearing it. The rule applies to everybody. You don't look in his pockets to check out his ATM receipts, the cost of his latest guitar, or his new speakers. A joint account for shared everyday expenses and each your own account for the rest means arguments avoided at the end of each month. Golden rule. Never say how much something you have bought yourself costs, except in cases where you just can't help letting it slip. A surfboard purchased from Australia? The cost of highlights at exclusive hair salon Jean Nollet? Keep that information to yourself. It's much better that way. Just like the price of the limited edition sneakers you lovingly place for him at the foot of the bed. He'll proudly enjoy telling his buddies, "My wife bought them for me." I was a sex goddess when I was pregnant. Now I feel like a nun. Any time during the first trimester of pregnancy, hormones will turn you into a version of Italian actress Monica Bellucci. Breasts on display, libido at its highest, capable of suddenly diving under a porch to satisfy your desires. During the second trimester, although you are getting heavier, it is even better. In the wild heat of the moment, you alternate between tenderness and the most risque practices, your sensuality at its peak. This is the opportunity to explore the gamut of the Kama Sutra. The third trimester is sometimes, not always, less intense. Then, once the baby has arrived, as sleep becomes a rare luxury, the marital bed undergoes a transformation, serving as a place to breastfeed or give a bottle rather than the venue for a torrid encounter. Not to mention, rather than finding a sexy negligee under the covers, you find Sophie the giraffe and a collection of forgotten pacifiers. The very idea of stretching out in bed for any reason other than to collapse with exhaustion no longer occurs to either of you. So, how to get back on the ride again? Increase your hugging and kissing, the gateway to awakening a sexuality that has seemingly deserted you. And don't hide behind the baby and fatigue, see the rattle cliche on the following page. Remind yourself that though children will ultimately flee the nest, your relationship will remain. And if all else fails, the prospect of a life without sex should motivate you. Golden rule. Use the technique of skin to skin, placing the newborn against its parent's stomachs with your beloved. Touching and kissing each other remains the quickest way to recreate intimacy, rediscovering the pleasure of taming each other and making love once more, very gently. It is like the first time all over again, and it will remove all these little tensions, the ones that are born along with the baby. The first child. I've been hit by a tsunami. A strange couple has taken over your bed. Mummy and Daddy. The crazy part? They are you. Nobody is prepared for such a dramatic shift. True, the Parisienne, that strange multifaceted creature, has a magical quality. She doesn't stop living when she has one child or several. But even the most chic Parisienne will be changed by that gurgling pink or blue bassinet in the corner. Lift your head up. Look farther than your navel and higher than the cradle, at the horizon of your love. At first, a bit of adjustment is required, so if he hasn't noticed your change of hairstyle, or you fail to notice that he shaved off his hipster beard, don't worry. Your powers of observation will soon return. First of all, make sure your little miracle is in the proper place at night, in his room, so that he at last leaves you to sleep and climax. If you can't manage to tear yourself away from the baby by yourself, ask your beloved to kidnap you. Occasionally, hand over your little darling to whoever is happy to look after him and duck out for a stroll along the water, hand in hand, or even escape for a quick overnight getaway. Golden Rule. Children are marvelous and transcend the relationship, but make sure they don't engulf it, each in his or her own place. That is how the family should function. Keep in mind that your man will doubtless admire the mother you have become,